This is Classic Rain number 32, posted January 9th, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. In the late 80s and 90s, Angelo Polveri, KA9CSO, was a highly respected member of The Bear, broadcast employees amateur repeater, on 145.15 MHz in the northwest Chicago suburb of Schaumburg. Angelo was the mayor of Inverness, the Chicago suburb in which he resided. You may have read one or more of his sketches in 73 magazine in the 90s, called The Bearography. He read his short profiles of fellow Bear repeater members on the Bear Information Service, the weekly info service produced by Classic Rain producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. These short profiles were entertaining and served to inform the linked repeaters and 90-plus weekly check-ins about the broadcast employee's amateur repeater. Here's one of Angelo's Bearographies.
This is a Bearography, a thumbnail sketch of a member of the Bear repeater. Read, hear, or see any good publicity about the hobby of amateur radio, or about amateur radio operators in the northwest suburbs, or in Illinois, and the hand of our subject is probably responsible for it. Born in Chicago at the age of 4 1/2, he moved to Wheeling, Illinois. When he was 11, he visited a friend's father's ham shack and was so impressed that it started him on a path to a career in electronics. After graduating from Wheeling High School, he began his engineering studies at Northwestern University. Then, by way of Harper College, ended up with his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from the University of Illinois in 1974. He started his career as an associate engineer at Northrop. He then went to Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1976 as a supervisor in the testing department of an electronic manufacturer, making modems for data transmitting on cable systems. Later, after a 5-year stint at Honeywell as an applications engineer, he moved to Stuart Warner in Chicago, where he was an engineering section consultant, writing test procedures for military electronic items, radar, friend or foe devices, and HF radios. He just recently was promoted to Director of Quality Control for the company. We are talking about Bill Itter, N9EWA. In 1970, he met a former Missouri girl at a New Year's Eve party, and a year and a half later, he married Connie, who by then was living in Elk Grove Village. Bill was attending Harper College at the time, and Connie was studying at the Chicago Musical College of Roosevelt University. She has a BA and a master's degree in music, specializing in piano performance. They live in Schaumburg and have 3 boys, Carl, Paul, and Brendan. 5, 2, and 4 1/2 months. Curiously enough, Bill also is from a family of 3 boys. His parents live in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Bill became a licensed amateur radio operator only 6 years ago, not so much because, like so many others, he was busy earning a living, raising a family, and advancing his career, but mainly because he never could find a place or opportunity to get ham radio instruction. Bill got his license when he learned about classes being conducted by the Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club. It wasn't long after that he became the club's public relations chairman. He was no novice in that field, however, since he had been, and still is, the public relations chairman for the Illinois Society of Professional Engineers. He has had numerous articles on amateur radio appear in newspapers. He has personally participated in emergency operations like the big telephone outage that took place in Roselle, Schaumburg, and Hanover Park in the fall of 1987, where amateur radio came to the rescue. He also took part in the widely publicized ESDA disaster drill a year or so ago in Hanover Park that involved 2 tank cars from the Sioux Railroad, a school bus, and numerous police and fire departments from the area. As a result of his fine work in the Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club, he became public information assistant for the Illinois section of the ARRL. Soon after, he was tapped for the top job, and Bill is now public information officer for Illinois and is often heard on the Bear Information Service. He enjoys fishing and is teaching his little lads to be bass fishermen. Bill is an advocate of intensive square-foot gardening, and in his 7-foot by 15-foot Schomburg garden has 14 different varieties of vegetables. His present pet project involves the Office of the Secretary of State of Illinois. According to Bill, there are 170 different categories of license plates issued by the state. We are all familiar with ham plates, but did you know that there is a category called special events plates that are issued in blocks of 200? It's Bill's idea to have a series issued to coincide with and to commemorate Field Day next year. It would be primarily for the use of clubs. Time permitting, and of course if he can achieve code proficiency, Bill hopes to get his upgrade from technician soon. Bill Itter, N9EWA. This has been a Bearography, a feature of the Bear Information Service. I'm Angelo Polveri, KA9CSO.
We'll bring you a sample of Bill Itter's publicity pieces written and read by him after you identify your station. This is Classic Rain number 32, posted on January 9th, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
This is Bill Itter, N9EWA, Public Relations Chairman for the Schomburg Amateur Radio Club. I'd like to spend a little time with you today and discuss the basics of getting a publicity program going in your organization. Before I get started, though, let me say that a good PR program requires the commitment of all the club officials. They are the ones that will be supplying you with the information and official comment for your media releases. You'll be able to do very little for your club if the news is too little, too late, or just plain unnewsworthy. I'm going to limit myself to the print media for the time being. But first, let me say that both Schomburg and Chicago amateur radio clubs have produced 10-minute videos for cable TV in our area. The cable company trained us and will lend us the studios and equipment for any future productions. They also have community bulletin board channels for announcements of events and meetings, and it's all free. The viewership may not be much on these channels, but you're getting more than you're paid for. After the go decision is made, where does one begin? Well, look around you. Where would the average Joe or Jane see or hear about amateur radio activities? How about the local newspaper? Or those bulk mailed or screen door stuffed advertising papers? And how about something a little more obvious, like the electronic shops and other club nets and newsletters? It's all available for as little as the cost of first class postage. Before you sit down and bang out your first press release, however, determine which papers are going to get your literary masterpiece. Find out which editor, section, or column handles club activity announcements, and get their submission deadlines. Remember, too, you don't want your meeting announcement to come out in the afternoon gazette on the day of your meeting. Plan ahead. There's one basic rule to keep in mind when you're drafting your copy. Put in all that is needed to tell the story, in the right order, and in the most direct and simple language possible. That and no more. After that, if you obey the following 10 commandments, getting good press coverage should be simply a matter of placing 22 cents on an envelope. Commandment number one, keep it simple, stupid. Good news copy is written in a simple, straightforward, objective style with sentences neither too short nor too long. Avoid editorial comment, personal opinions, colored words, and conclusions. Number two, the lead or opening should answer the questions who, what, where, when, why, and how. The remainder of the copy should be written so that the paragraphs can be cut from the bottom up and still provide a complete story. Three, when using names, the first name, middle initial, last name, call sign, and title, if any, should be given. Four, the most acceptable copy paper is 8.5 by 11. Letterhead stationery is acceptable if it is on good, clear stock. 5. The source of the story is usually given in the upper right-hand corner and includes the name of the organization and the name, address, and telephone number of the publicist. 6. Release instructions should appear prominently on the page. If the news is to be released when issued, the instruction should read, "For immediate release." If the copy is issued somewhat in advance of the release date, release instructions should read, "For Thursday's Times," or "Release Saturday, June 22nd. 7. Always have the date on the release. It can be in the form of a dateline, or at the beginning or end of the story. 8. Type stories with double or triple spacing, and leave ample margins on both sides. Type on one side of the paper only, and try to use only one page. If the release is more than one page, number each page at the top, and end the page with the word "more." On the last page, close the story with an end mark, such as the number 30, a short string of asterisks, or octothorpes. That's that other strange symbol on your keypad. 9. Know to whom the story should be sent. Many departments have their own editors, and their mailroom personnel aren't any better than the ones at your company. If the editor, or more likely a secretary, must first read through your story to determine its destination, it may be old news or past the deadline by the time it gets to the right person. 10. Know your deadlines. Activities calendars may be printed weekly, but require copy 2 weeks in advance of publications. Many items in the amateur radio public creations require copy by the 15th of the month, 2 months prior to the cover date. Don't be discouraged if you don't get front page coverage right away. Every editor's interpretation of news is different. Whether or not a story is news depends primarily on 4 points: the actual universal news interest involved, the individual media's policy, the local angle, and timing. Good luck. This is Bill Itter, N9EWA, for the Bear Information Service.
This is the kind of audio material that helped make the Bear Information Service Chicago's most listened to weekly net ever in the mid-80s to the mid-90s. Incidentally, Bill Itter went on to earn his extra ticket and still lives in northeastern Illinois, lo, these 30 years later. And that's a wrap on this Classic Rain Hamcast. Classic Rain number 33 will post January 23rd. In the meantime, you can hear and transmit every Classic Rain Hamcast if you go to therainreport.com. The Classic Rain Hamcast is copyright 1985-2021 Rain. All rights reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Don't forget to wear your mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, and keep on hamming.